Now, Michael, you got the poo-poos with me before because I said you tell people what to see and what not to see, but you're a much more professional reviewer than that. How do you see yourself?
No, hardly. I see myself a bit like a YouTube influencer. But I never tell people what they should and shouldn't see. I've seen a lot of films probably that I shouldn't have seen, but I ultimately like to leave it up to the listener slash viewer to make up their own mind.
Fair enough. That's very democratic
of you. Go and see it if you want, but don't say I didn't warn you, okay? Anyway, two big films today just in time for school holidays, which are coming up really, really soon. If you haven't cancelled J.K. Rowling, you might be enchanted by one of them. And if you haven't cancelled Michael Bay, master of the excessively long, overblown action film, if you haven't cancelled him for the abomination that is the Transformers franchise, the other film I'm going to talk about might ignite your interest.
Okay.
I'll start with Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. This one stars Jude Law, Eddie Redmayne, Mads Mikkelsen, who replaces the cancelled Johnny Depp, Dan Fogler.
What's Johnny Depp cancelled for?
Well, he's been cancelled from this franchise for various things that he's done in his other life.
Right,
not
okay.
On screen. Callum Turner, Jessica Williams. This one is directed by David Yates, who's made all of the Fantastic Beasts films, including the upcoming parts 4 and 5, and 4 of the Harry Potters. He did manage to squeeze in The Legend of Tarzan somewhere in there too. What is this about? Well, dark German wizard and former main squeeze of Dumbledore, Gellert Grindelwald, played by Mikkelsen, is making some power moves to seize control of the wizarding world, and only Dumbledore, played by Jude Law, and his ragtag bunch, led by Newt Scamander, Redmayne, Jacob Kowalski, Fogler, and Lally Hicks, played by Williams, can stop him and his Gestapo-like henchmen and women from rigging the election. Dark magic style. There's also a bit more progress on some of the interpersonal relationships and levels of estrangement between some of the supporting characters. I'm sure you're up with all of that stuff, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're about the right demographic to be a huge fan of this franchise.
I know, but unfortunately I'm not a Harry Potter person, I'm sorry to say. I remember the hype, and I think I have an outsider's view of Harry Potter. I've seen the movies, don't get me wrong, but it's just...
You've seen them all, haven't you?
I've seen, I think, probably most of them. But I was always more of like a Power Rangers guy or a football guy or Star Wars. I've never seen Star Wars, never seen Lord of the Rings. I'm a shocker.
Never seen Star Wars.
I know, I'm a philistine of that kind of stuff.
We have so much to educate you on. Anyway, look, if you're really into this prequel part of the franchise, you will care about those interpersonal relationships. But if you put down the wand after the last or possibly the first Harry Potter, like some of us, you won't really give a damn. This film, with all its magic and wonder, is really just an allegory for the rise of fascism in Europe, in Germany in particular, in the 1930s, with its imagery of chanting crowds in front of bonfires and big hanging banners, men and women in dark leather trench coats disappearing anyone who opposes the correct way of thinking, manipulation and corruption of the judiciary, and muggles ultimately being declared the enemy. Does this sound familiar at all to you? You know, anyone who might have studied history might recognise some of this. I'm not sure how well this will go down with German audiences. It was filmed in Germany too, this movie. And you mentioned Star Wars there a minute ago. For Star Wars fans, there's a nice wand slash lightsaber fight near the end, and there is a dark brooding turd of a fellow with daddy issues, played by Ezra Miller, who appears in it. The hardcore Potter J.K. Rowling fans will love it, but there's nothing really new to see here. There's two more coming, but this franchise is tired and really needs a spell. But we'll move on to Ambulance now. This one stars Jake Gyllenhaal of Nightcrawler and Brokeback Mountain fame, Yahya Abdul-Mateen too from Aquaman, Asa Gonzalez, who was most recently seen in a couple of films that I've reviewed, like I Care a Lot and Godzilla vs. Kong. I think this is going to be a big breakout role for her. Garrett Dahlia Hunt from 12 Years a Slave, No Country for Old Men. Keir O'Donnell, he's an Australian, which kind of surprised me. He's been in The Dry. He's also been in Wedding Crashers. This film is directed by, and cue explosions here, Michael Bay, a man who started out in music videos and went on to direct some of the most iconic action films of the 1990s, like Bad Boys, The Rock, and Armageddon. Then proceeded to piss his reputation away with Pearl Harbor and those awful Transformer movies, and has since been attempting to recapture past glories with movies like Pain and Gain, 13 Hours, Six Underground, and now this film, Ambulance, which is actually a remake of a Danish film from 2005 called Ambulancen.
What does that translate to?
You'll never guess. You'll never guess. The premise is pretty simple. Two robbers, professional thief slash sociopath Danny Sharp, played by Gyllenhaal, and loving family man slash former US Marine Will Sharp, played by Abdul-Mateen II, or is Abdul-Mateen Jr., I'm not sure. They're brothers from a different mother. They end up hijacking an ambulance when their bank heist goes tits up and end up with paramedic Cam Thompson, played by Gonzalez, and a wounded police officer as their hostages. The chase is now on with Captain Munro from Robbery Homicide and FBI agent Clark and a bunch of cops wielding some very high-powered weaponry on their tails across LA. Sounds exciting, doesn't it?
It does, actually.
Well, it is actually pretty bloody exciting and entertaining. Much of the dialogue is pretty hard to hear, but you don't go to Michael Bay films for that. And there are only four explosions in the entire 2 hours and 16 minutes of this film. Okay, that's possibly too long for some, but if you know Michael Bay films, that's exactly what you would expect. But there is plenty of tension and action with thankfully minimal visual effects. This film's more an old-school heist chase film that will reach deep into your gut and squeeze so hard you'll be squirming in your seat. And if you see the film, you'll get the squeeze deep into your gut reference. Minimal explosions, but lots of gunplay and explosive and unpredictable behaviour from Gyllenhaal's Danny Sharp. The three leads, they bounce off each other nicely too, as well as Captain Munro and Agent Clark, who are constantly in conflict about how to capture these people. There's even references to some of Michael Bay's classic films from the 1990s for the sharp of eye and ear. I found a lot to like about this movie. The strong female lead was a nice change for a Michael Bay film. I'd possibly describe this one as speed meets Dog Day Afternoon for the action connoisseur. This is Michael Bay's best film in quite some time. Ambulance could be just the defibrillator his career needs.
There you go. These pretty boys, they're making good movies from time to time.
They are, and I think this is one of them.
Thanks, Michael.
Pleasure.